请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣，让我们以一个很欢喜的心，我们继续来进行我们下午的聚会。
Thank our Lord Jesus. With a joyful heart, we come before Him to continue our afternoon service.
愿主耶稣祝福我们的聚会。
May the Lord bless our service.
让我们能够借着所分享的大家都能够在生活上、信仰上得到造就。
So that through the message shared here, everyone will be edified spiritually.
我们现在聚会前再一次的同心跪下来感谢祷告。
Now we shall kneel down and pray together before the service.
旧约圣经的最后十二卷，我们称它是小先知书。
The last two books, 12 books in the Old Testament, we consider them to be minor prophets.
原因是这每一本书它的篇幅内容都是很少。
The reason is because there are only a few chapters to each book.
比如说俄巴底亚书，它只有一章。
For instance, Obadiah only has one chapter.
但是其中内容最多的就是撒加利亚书。
And among which has the most chapter is Zechariah.
而这个撒加利亚书对主耶稣的预言也是最丰富的。
And the book of Zechariah also has the most prophetic message concerning the arrival of Christ.
比如说在十一章里头提到这个好牧人被拒绝。
For instance, in chapter 11, I talked about how the good shepherd was rejected.
这个在预表着主耶稣来到世界上他也被许多的犹太人来拒绝。
And this prefigures when Lord Jesus came to this world, he was also rejected by many Jews.
尤其在十二节、十三节的描述是常常被我们拿来做引证的。
And often in chapter verse 12 and 13, we often quote these to prove that Christ is the Savior.
因为耶稣的门徒之一犹大用30块钱32银子出卖主耶稣。
For one of the disciples, Judas, he betrayed Jesus with 30 pieces of silver.
后来也用了这32银子买了向这个窑户买了一块地。
And later on, these same 30 pieces of silver were used to purchase a plot of land.
那在新约圣经里头，彼得他们也引用这段圣经这段经文。来讲到这个对主耶稣的预言的实现。
And so in Peter, he wrote about using this passage as a fulfillment of the prophecy of Christ.
很多所有有关主耶稣的预言都应验了。
And a lot of the prophecies concerning Christ have already been fulfilled.
这也是让我们能够相信圣经的真实性的一个重要的证据。
And so these are very strong evidences for our reason for believing in Jesus is the Savior.
那当然在这些先知书里头有一些经节也很难去这个解释。
And of course, there are certain passages which are quite difficult to explain.
比如说我们看撒加利亚书十一章的第八节。
For instance, let's turn to Zechariah chapter 11, verse 8.
第八节 一夜之内我除灭三个牧人，因为我的心厌烦他们，他们的心也憎嫌我。
In one month I got rid of three shepherds. The flock detested me and I grew weary of them.
比如这个经节就是一个很难解释的经节。
And this is one of the harder passage to explain.
那我们知道在圣经里头的有关预言它的数目字常常只是一个象征性的数目字。
We know that in the Bible, a lot of numbers are merely symbolic.
所以这个一个月，它不一定就等于真实的一个月就是可能它就是一段时间。
So this one month doesn't necessarily mean 30 days, but it could mean some other period of time.
它比一天还要长，但是比一年还要短。
We know that it's longer than one day, but it's shorter than one year.
这个最难解释的是有关这三个牧人。
And what's even more perplexing is these three shepherds.
所以很多人尝试着要从这个历史当中来找到这三个人。
So a lot of people try to find from historical records who these three shepherds refer to.
所以至少有四种解释，四十种解释的方法。
And there are at least 40 different types of explanations.
如果从当时的这些外邦的国王啊，他们会去尝试着去找三个王。
First, people try to look for these three shepherds from the Gentile kings.
因为我们知道在这个时期啊，这个外邦的王跟以色列民他们其实也有一个很密切的关系。
Because we know during this period of time, the Gentile kings also have close relationship with the nation of Judah.
因为事实上所有的人都是在神的掌控之下。
Because in fact, everyone's lives are under God's control.
所以这个外邦的王也可以成为神的一个重要的工具。
So even though the kings may be Gentile, non-believing in God, but they are also tools of God.
甚至神称他们为仆人。
And God even called them servants of God.
因为他们神也借着他们在历史当中来成就神所要成就的一些事情。
For God used them as instrument in order to accomplish what he aims to do.
所以有人就从外邦的王来解释这三个牧人。
So with this line of logic, some people try to look for the three shepherds amongst the Gentile kings.
也有人从这个犹太人一直有的这个祭司的这个系统来找出三个祭司来解释这三个牧人。
Others try to explain the three shepherds through the lineage of the high priests.
那在犹太人的王国这这个长时间里头，他们也曾经有一小段的这个恢复独立。
In the nation, in the history of Judah, there was a brief period of time in which they attained their independence.
那他们也有人尝试着从这一小段独立当中来找出三个领导者来作为这三个牧人的解释。
So some people tried to look for the three shepherds during this brief time of independence in which there were Jewish leaders who fit the criteria.
那当然这都只是做参考。
And of course, these are merely references.
那今天下午我并不是要来讲解这个十一章。
I'm not here to explain chapter 11 this afternoon.
但是我要借着这里头的一些描述我们一起来思考一下，这追求完美的这件事情。
But we like to use this same passage talk about the pursuit of perfection.
我不是来解释十一章，我是来借用一下它的描述。
I'm not here to explain about chapter 11, but rather to quote from it and to help us study the pursuit of perfection.
我们请看撒迦利亚书十一章第四节。
Zechariah 11, verse 4.
主我的神如此说，你撒迦利亚要牧养这将宰的群羊。
This is what the Lord my God says, pasture the flock marked for slaughter.
这神给先知一个指示。
God told the prophet this instruction.
说你要牧养这些羊。
That you need to pasture these flock.
那我们知道，那这个这里所说的羊，这个群羊一定是指着神的百姓这些以色列人。
We know for sure that the flock refers to the people of God.
那这里又特别描述说，这一些羊是将被宰被宰杀的羊。
It specifically mentions that this flock is marked for slaughter.
意思就是说，这些是将要被刑罚的羊。
In other words, they are to be punished.
如果你是牧者的话
，Imagine if you are the shepherd.
那你会怎么去对待这些羊
？How would you handle or manage this flock?
你已经知道这些人是准备要受刑罚的。
Because you knew in advance that these people were to be punished.
那一个很重要的原则就是说，一定是有过患、罪很重，神才会刑罚。
And so we know without any explanation that these people probably had committed some grave sins. That's why God is doomed them to punishment.
所以就是说，你要去牧养这些。罪恶重大的人。
In other words, what God was telling him was that you need to pasture this group of people who are very sinful.
那 这些人是没有希望的。
And this group of people also has no hope.
那我们会怎么做？
So how would you go about shepherding them?
啊，我想我们就是，反正这个已经没有药救了，所以随随便便。
And so I suppose we would probably couldn't care less about them because they are hopeless.
啊，这个是我们很容易有的一个倾向。
Because this is a very natural human tendency.
啊，但是我们看这些先知啊，他们可不是这样子。
But if we study these prophets, they do not behave in this fashion.
我们先请来参考这个以赛亚书第六章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah 6 verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
我们都很喜欢这个经节，我们也常常用这个经节来彼此做勉励。
This is one of the most beloved verses, and we often quote it to as our mutual encouragement.
我们要接受主耶稣的呼召，我们要勇敢地说，我在这里，请差遣我。
We must respond to the calling of Christ and bravely volunteer.
主耶稣神要我们做的事情一定是很伟大的事情。
For God's calling is something that is very meaningful.
跟神有关系的事情就是圣工，就是伟大的。
And what is related to God is sacred work, and it is awesome.
但是我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他说，你去告诉这百姓，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
God said, Go and tell these people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving.
我不晓得你如果也看了第九节，你会不会觉得那个火热啊，就好像浇了冷水。
When you read this statement, do you feel like your zeal for God is suddenly dampened?
你很勇敢的，很有决心的说我要去。
Because you had just responded saying, "Here I am. I'm capable, and I want to go."
我这么的勇敢，这么的有信心，一定会做出很轰轰烈烈的事情来。
Since I'm so gutsy and so willing to work for God, I will be able to accomplish something great.
但是第九节啊，很清楚的说，一点果效也没有。
But verse 9 tells us plainly that our efforts will go in vain.
你努力的讲，但是他们好像听不见，听见了也不明白。
Even if you preach mightily, these people would not listen to you because they wouldn't even understand.
这是很多先知他们所处的环境。
And this is a perfect description for what a lot of prophets were facing.
这也是先知伟大的地方。
This is also one of the most admirable traits of the prophets.
所以这以赛亚书是很长的一个经卷，有66章。
Book of Isaiah is a very long scripture containing 66 chapters.
先知并没有说这些人听也听不见，听就是听见了也不明白，他就不讲了。
The prophet did not keep his mouth shut just because these people hear but never understand.
这是先知伟大的地方。
And this is why he is so admirable.
无论如何，他尽他的本分。
Regardless of the outcome, he fulfills his duty.
其实在新约圣经里头也是同样的精神。
The same spirit is carried over to the New Testament.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第三节。
2 Timothy 4.
第四章第三节。
4 verse 3.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。提摩太后书四章第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
第四节，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
这个 保罗预先告诉提摩太说，你的环境会是怎样。
Paul already forewarned Timothy what he was going to face.
提摩太是一个传道人，所以保罗所说的就是你传道的环境。
And since Timothy was an evangelist, Paul described to him the environment in which he was about to face.
这是这个提摩太所要面临的环境。
And this is what Timothy had to face.
对传福音这个层面来讲，这是一个很负面，会很没有功效的一个环境。
So basically, even though he was charged with evangelical work, but he's going to be facing a lot of people who won't listen to him.
保罗的意思不是说那你就算了吧，不用那么认真。
But what Paul was telling Timothy wasn't just drop the matter, don't bother.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
你的工作会没有什么看到果效，但是你还是要做。
Even though your labor will be unfruitful, but you still need to do your job.
所以这些使徒跟这些先知是一样的伟大。
So these disciples are just as great as the prophets of old.
今天我们很多的弟兄姐妹我们也都是这么的伟大。
A lot of the brothers and sisters also are admirable in this way.
这真的是很让人感动很让人钦佩的。
And because of this, we are truly touched.
无论就像保罗所说的，无论如何总是要传福音。
Just as Paul said, no matter in or out of season, we still need to preach.
那这个撒加利亚他当然也是这一号的人物。
And for Prophet Zechariah, of course, he fits this kind of description.
他也是这么好的神的仆人。
He was just as a dedicated servant of God.
我们请看回撒加利亚书十一章。
Zechariah 11.
十一章第七节。
Chapter 11, verse 7.
于是我牧养这将宰的群羊，就是群中最困苦的羊，我拿着两根杖，一根称为荣美，一根称为连锁，这样我牧养了群羊。
So I pastured the flock marked for slaughter, particularly the oppressed of the flock. Then I took two staffs and called one favor, the other union, and I pastured the flock.
这先知的工作是那一种没有办法做，但是还要去做的工作。
The job description for a prophet is to engage in activities that seem to be impossible, but still he needs to carry them out.
这些人已经罪恶很重了，他不会回头的。
These people were steep beyond sin, and they could not possibly return.
但是这个先知神说你要去牧养他们，他就去牧养。
But when God told him that you have to go pasture them, he went ahead.
他也不是应付，既然被吩咐了就去做。
And he didn't do this job. He didn't take this job casually, but he did so with a very serious mind.
他是用最大的努力要去做。
He strived very hard.
所以他这里说他拿了两根杖。
So here it says that he took two staffs.
这让我们想到诗篇二十三篇第四节。
And this reminds us of Psalm chapter 23, verse 4.
这个你的杖，你的竿，这个都安慰我。
Your staff and your rod, they comfort me.
所以这个在这些牧羊人他们通常会有两根手杖。
Oftentimes the shepherds would carry two staffs.
一根是有攻击性的用来击打这些野兽。
One is a weapon of sorts. It attacks animals that might come.
所以这个是代表着权柄。
And it symbolizes authority.
另外一根呢是用来做带领这些羊、保护这些羊的。
And the other one is used to guide the sheep and also protect them.
所以这个代表着爱。
It's symbolic of love.
那撒加利亚称这两根杖一根叫做荣美，一根叫做联合。
And Zechariah called one staff favor, the other one union.
就是。他要用这个神的恩惠来牧养这些羊。
This means that he is going to use the favor and grace of God to shepherd them.
那他希望这些羊啊，他们能够联合在一起。
And it is his hope that he can unite this flock of sheep.
有罪在当中，就会有混乱、争闹、这个吵杂。
Because where sin exists, there will be dissension and noise and disunion.
那有罪在里头啊，就有这一些怨恨、仇恨、争端。
Where there is sin, there is hatred, discord, disagreement.
所以先知他打算用最大的努力来带给他们恩惠，来让他们能够没有罪，能够联合。
And it was prophet's goal to bring the favor of God and take away any kind of dissension amongst them, so they will be united.
这个是理想，这个是完美。
This is his ideal, his perfection.
就好像在我们的生活当中，我们也有很多的这个理想。
Just like in our life, we also have many ideals.
我们不但在追求理想，我们甚至是在追求完美。
We are not just pursuing for an ideal, but rather perfection.
那我们看这个这里怎么来描述那个结果。
And so let's look at how it describes the outcome.
第九节
Verse 9.
我就说我不牧养你们，要死的由他死吧，要伤亡的由他伤亡，一胜的由他们彼此相识。
Said, I will not be your shepherd. Let the dying die, the perishing perish, that those who are left eat one another flesh.
这个是一个很强的一个，跟刚才是一个很强的一个对比。
This is a very strong contrast with what he had just said previously.
这句话我们就看不到，感受不到那个恩惠的帐，那个联合的帐。
In this statement, we no longer see the mercy and compassion from the staff of favor and union.
这个是一个很大的挫折，一个很大的绝望。
This is a reflective of great despair and hopelessness.
这个从最高点跌到了最低点。
It's falling from the highest peak to the bottommost valley.
这是一个很大的失望，很大的挫折。
It's reflective of great frustration.
所以第十节说，我折断那称为荣美的杖。
So in verse 10 says, I took my staff called favor and broke it.
十四节，我又折断那称为连锁的那根杖。
Verse 14, then I broke my second staff called union.
我不是来解释圣经，我是说借用这样的描述。
I'm not here to explain the scripture, but rather to quote from them.
因为在我们生活当中，我们也很多时候陷入这一种追求完美。
Oftentimes in our life, we also put ourselves in a situation where we pursue perfection.
这个在生活当中，你如何去得到挫折
？How do we encounter frustration in our daily lives？
有一个很简单的处方。
There is a very simple formula.
就是你凡事讲究完美。
Which is, if you pursue for perfection in everything you undertake.
我主要指的是我们生活方面。
What I'm referring to are the various aspects of our daily life.
当然，主耶稣要我们完全像天父完全一样。
Of course, our Lord Jesus wants us to be perfect, just like our Heavenly Father is perfect.
是的，在信仰的这个层面，在灵性上，我们要追求完美。
And it's true that when we speak of faith, we have to pursue for perfection.
但是就生活上，我们实在需要好好来看看这个所谓的追求完美。
But as for our daily living, we need to rethink the pursue of perfection.
我们常常给自己定下了一些完美的目标。
Oftentimes we nail down certain goals of perfection.
我们为自己定下完美。
And we set these perfect standards for ourselves.
我们为我们生活的这种人际关系来定下完美。
And we also set perfect standards of perfection when it comes to human interaction.
我们为我们的工作、我们的职业来定下完美。
And we set goals of perfection in our career, in our school life.
我们为我们的婚姻来定下完美。
We also pursue for perfection in our marriage.
我们为我们的小孩来定下完美。
And we also set perfect goals for our children's future.
在我们所定下的这个完美里头，它其实常常存在的一些我们不想要的事实。
Within the scope of perfection which we have set up, there's a harsh reality.
那我们是不是仍然能够因为这些事实而来觉得快乐呢？
Can we, when we confront the reality, can we still be joyful?
我想我们的答案是不能。
And the obvious answer is no.
因为我们先入为主的观念，我们一直认为应该是这样，应该是那样。
Because we already have a preconceived notion saying that the things ought to be in this way.
比如说，我为自己定下了一个完美。
For instance, I set this a perfect goal for myself.
我会告诉自己，以我的学历，以我的才能，我应该是从事哪一个工作。
I tell myself that because of my educational level and my degree, I should be working at such and such job.
但是事实上，我并没有得到这样的工作。
But in reality, I didn't get this kind of career.
那我认为我应该是那个样子。
But I think that I deserve to have that kind of job.
但是事实上不是这样的，那我就失去了快乐。
But when the reality is otherwise, we lose our happiness.
所以其实生活当中它不总是我们所定下来的那一种那么亮丽的完美。
So we see in the cold daylight that a lot of things cannot compare to our ideal perfection.
这就是为什么有时候我们总是觉得非常的挫折。
And this is why we often encounter frustration.
我们会觉得说这个撒迦利亚他何必这么的灰心。
We might wonder why Zechariah became so frustrated.
如果我们用完美的这一个层面来看的话，他实在是一个追求完美的人。
But we can tell from the scripture that Zechariah really was somebody who pursued for perfection.
所以他就充满了那么多的愤怒在里头。
And this is why he was in despair and enraged.
挫折越大，那一个所反映出来的负面的事情是越大。
The greater the frustration, the more negative a person becomes.
越是追求完美，越容易陷入那个越大的挫折。
The more perfection you pursue, the more likely you're going to encounter frustration.
所以其实我们的生活并不总是要有那个亮丽的完美。
So, it's not realistic to expect that every aspect of our life to be in perfect ideal state.
而是我们总是很平安的来享有这个神的爱跟神的赦免。
As long as we are living in peace and we are able to receive mercy, grace, and forgiveness from God.
在这样的神的恩典里头，其实很多的事情它是正在改善当中。
When we are living under the umbrella of God's mercy, in fact, many things in our life are improving gradually.
其实对生活的许多的层面，我们只需要去尽力、尽本分。
No matter which level of our living life, we should just do our best and try to accomplish them.
那其余的就神来为我们成全。
And we leave the rest up to God.
请看诗篇138篇。
Psalm 138。
诗篇138篇第八节。
Psalm 138, verse 8。
主必成全关乎我的事，主啊，你的慈爱永远长存，求你不要离弃你手所造的。
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever.Do not abandon the works of your hands.
这个我们都相信，那神拣选我们是有目的的拣选。
We all believe that God chose us for a purpose.
那神也一定会帮助我们去达到那个目的。
And God will surely, help us to attain that purpose.
所以这里说神必成全关乎我的事。
It says here, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me.
我们虽然在整个人类里头我们是很渺小的。
Even though we are just like a drop in the bucket when we compare to all the people in the world.
但是神的伟大就在于说无论我们是多么的渺小他认识我们他知道我们。
But the almightiness of God is that regardless of how small we are, God knows us from amongst this large population.
我们的被拣选不是偶然的。
And our selection is not by chance.
所以神他一定会成全关乎我们的事情。
And God will surely fulfill his purpose for us.
所以我们只要尽我们的本分去做就是了。
So all we need to do is do our very best and fulfill our duties and obligations.
那我们很容易受控制于我们自己定出来的完美。
Often we are too easily confined by the perfection that we lay for ourselves.
那我们就很容易陷入我们生活当中的盲点。
And then we might be blinded by these pursuit.
那我们就会常常觉得我们的生活里头是充满着挫折。
And in this way, we will encounter much frustration.
其实挫折的原因是因为我们在追求完美。
And the frustration came about because we pursue for perfection.
这个比如说一个人他对自己 的其中的一个要求就是他如果跟别人约定了他一定要做到。
For instance, a person feels that if you promise someone something, then you have to fulfill your promise.
跟医生约好说这个九点。
For instance, you made an appointment with a doctor, say, at 9 o'clock.
所以他一定会九点就到医生的这个诊所。
So he will definitely show up at 9 punctually.
如果他迟到的话他一定会觉得很愧疚觉得这个自己很失礼。
And if he were to be late for the appointment, then he will feel very guilty and very discourteous.
所以啊，他一定会提早出门。
And therefore, he will leave early.
但是当他到医生诊所的时候，已经是九点十五分、九点二十分了。
But let's say he had some held up, and by the time he got there, was a quarter after nine.
所以他非常非常的非常非常的这个不好意思。
So now he feels very embarrassed.
一见到医生就一直跟医生道歉。
And when he sees a doctor, he keeps apologizing.
所以这个医生也说没关系，没关系。这个早晨嘛，这个交通一定比较拥挤，这个交通实在很难预测。
So the doctor responded by saying, "It's okay, don't worry about it, because there's morning rush hour."
他说其实我早就到了这个地方。
But he responded by saying, "Oh, actually, I've been here much earlier."
只是我停车停了15分钟。
But it took me 15 minutes in order to find parking.
其实他有停车位，但是为什么他会停车停了15分钟
？But actually he had a parking spot. Why did it take him 15 minutes?
因为他是一个追求完美的人。
Because he's such a perfectionist.
所以他一定要把车子停得非常的正。
So he has to make sure that the car is parked square on, dead spot.
刚好在两条线的中间。
It has to be centered between the two lines.
这个车子离两边两条线的距离是要相等的。
And so the car is parked right between the two lines at equal distance from each other.
他为了要把车子停正，他用了15分钟。
And because he was fussing over this, so it took him 15 minutes.
所以他到医生的面前，他会那么的抱歉，觉得那么的挫折，他没有照时间到。
This is why he was very embarrassed and he kept apologizing before the doctor. He was late.
其实有很多的不完美它是很真实的存在我们 存在我们生活里头。
We can see that there's much imperfection existing around our lives.
其实这些不完美也就是真实的生活的一部分。
But these imperfections are part of our lives.
很重要的场合，我们总是穿得最整齐、最好的、最干净的。
When there's the most important occasion, we will put on our best clothing and present ourselves in this way.
有时候在一开始没多久呢，我们就不小心被饮料啦或什么食物啊弄脏了衣服的一部分。
But unfortunately, quite often, let's say something would spill over our clothing.
我想很多人在那个场合里头啊，再来的那几个钟头啊，他一定非常的不自在。
I'm sure if you encounter something like that, then for the next few hours, you would feel very ill at ease.
一直在想着我衣服的哪一个部分弄脏了。
You keep thinking that you have a spot where a stain on your clothes.
有时候我们把头发弄得梳得很整齐。
And sometimes we comb our hair really nicely.
但是谁晓得这个停车场一下车啊，不晓哪来的一阵大风。
Who knew when you get off your car at the parking and suddenly there was a gust of wind?
把我们的头发又弄乱了。
So suddenly our hair is all disorganized.
当我们进了会场之后。
Once we get to our destination,
你留意一下，有一些人总是三两下就这个头发拨一拨。
You will see a lot of people, they keep brushing their hair.
他认为说那一阵大风把他的头发都弄乱了。
Because they think that maybe their hair is disorganized due to the wind.
我们人常常专注于这些。所谓的不完美的地方。
And so, as human beings, we often fuss over imperfections.
那其实，别人他所在意的是你这一小部分的不完美吗？
But do you really think that other people care that you are fussing over these small details?
在那个重要的宴会的场合，真的你衣服的弄脏了一部分，影响让你给人的印象影响是那么大吗？
In that important banquet or occasion, would that one little stain make such a negative impact?
其实人真正在意的是你这一个人是怎样的人。
But actually, other people really care what kind of person we are.
你这个人，你所做的是什么事情？你在想的是什么？
What do we do and what do we think about?
其实有多少人真的那么在意？你衣服上弄脏的那一块地方。
And how many people really care that you have a stain on your clothes?
所以我们要学习着去接受生活当中的一些不完美的事实。
So we have to try to accept the certain imperfections that come along our life.
那个最好的木料啊，你也会发现说有那个那个结啊，就是不好的地方。
Even in the best, highest grade lumber, you will still find knots in their flaws.
这个再伟大的人物啊，到某一个年龄之后，他脸上一定也是会有皱纹的。
So no matter how famous you are, when you get to a certain age, you will find creases on your face.
那这种尤其啊，这种所谓。最完美跟最不完美啊，它甚至会同时的存在我们的生活里头。
And so you will find times when perfection and imperfection will coexist together.
我们请参考《传道书》第一章。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节，弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted.
这是所罗门王他人生的体验。
This is a life philosophy from King Solomon.
人生本来就是有限的。
Our life is limited.
这个有限的人生，我们真的常常没有办法在。把生活的每一个层面都弄得完美。
And because our life is limited, it's impossible to make every aspect of our life to be perfect.
这里说弯曲的, 它不能变直。
It says here that what is twisted cannot be straightened.
有时候有些事情它是关乎整个大环境。
Some certain things are related to the greater environment as a whole.
有时候有些事情是的，它是人为的。
And certain things are due to human human factors.
照理来讲，是的，它真的是很不公平，它真的是很不合理。
And you might think that it's very unjust or irrational.
那常常这个就会成为人生活当中的一个苦的原因。
But it might also become a source of bitterness in our life.
但是所罗门王他的结论之一就说。 那个弯曲的它不能够变直。
Solomon's conclusion is that what is crooked, you can't straighten.
它整个大环境是这个样子。
Because that's how our surrounding is.
并不是说你的一些烦恼，你的一些愁苦，就能够把它改变。
And just because we worry and we really fuss over it, and it will change anything.
有些时候你，我们必须。 必须是用一个宽广的心来接受它。
But instead, we have to be open-minded and just accommodate and accept these facts.
再看18节。
Verse 18.
18节，因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦；加增知识的，就加增忧伤。
For with much wisdom comes much sorrow; the more knowledge, the more grief.
这个不是在贬低这个。 智慧知识的重要。
And this is not to put down the importance of wisdom or knowledge.
这也是跟追求完美有关系。
Rather, it relates to pursuit of perfection.
如果只是一昧的要追求完美，那真的知道的越多，越是让人忧伤，越是让人痛苦。
It's true that if we are single-mindedly pursuing for perfection, then much wisdom will come with much sorrow.
因为很多的时候，并不是几个人或者一个团体，他能够去改变那些事实。
Because often it's hard for just a few individuals or a group of people to alter the environment.
在15节的下半句话说，缺少的他不能足数。
Chapter 15, second half, what is lacking cannot be counted.
生活里头一定有一些的不理想。
In our life, there will be parts that are unideal.
生活里头一定有一些还没有完成，甚至没有办法完成的事情。
And there will be things in our lives that cannot be completed or impossible to complete.
生活里头一定有一些没有答案的事情。
In our lives, there will be things that go unanswered.
生活当中一定有一些不能改变的事实。
There will be certain things that are cannot be altered.
所以在生活当中，我们常常会用到这个字，但是。
We often use the word however.
很富有，但是怎么样怎么样。
Let's say we say he's very wealthy, however.
比如说，这个人他很有钱，但是啊，他的这个身体的关系，他不能吃尽所有的好东西。
Let's say, for instance, that he's very wealthy, however, because of his poor health, he cannot enjoy any fine food.
有时候我们说，这个人他很聪明，但是他。 并没有机会好好的受教育。
Or we say this person is very smart, but he just didn't. However, he didn't get to be educated.
我们说，这个女孩子很漂亮，但是呢，她没有什么内涵。Or
we say this lady is very attractive, but she has no character to speak of.
这个有时候真的是这样子，缺少的她没有办法。 没有办法，这个足数。
And it's true that what is lacking cannot be counted.
那再来，这个 没有办法计算。
What cannot be counted?
啊，有时候这个在生活当中，你失去了什么，那个真的是没有办法去计算的。
There are parts of our lives that we lose but cannot be counted.
比如说失去了健康。
For instance, we lose our health.
很多的时候，这个失去的健康很难再去恢复。
A lot of times it's hard to recover lost health.
好，所以我们必须去接受说，那个恢复了之后所带来的一些歇息的那个副作用，那个影响。
And we have to accept or learn how to deal with the negative outcome from our poor health.
所以我们要知道说，这个神在定准的脚步。
We need to realize that it is God who lays down the path for us.
看到这许多的事实，是要不断的提醒我们，我们应该归向神。
When we see all these realities of life, it should direct us back to the path of God.
有神才能够有真正的这个不缺乏。
Only when we have God will we find our life not lacking.
那神让这些不完美存在我们的生活里头。
When God allows these imperfections to happen in our lives.
啊，有时候反而是显出神的恩典跟神的爱的伟大。
They can be an opportunity to display God's great glory.
啊，这就是为什么保罗他能够接受了他身上的那一根刺。
This is the reason why Paul was able to accept the thorn stuck in him.
所以这个保罗在生活的层面，他应该不是那一种一昧追求完美的人。
And so from this we can tell that Paul probably wasn't a perfectionist.
也因为这样子，他能够看出那一根刺是神给他的特别的恩典。
Because of that, he was able to see that.Consider that thorn to be a special favor from God.
他更能体会到说神真的是认识他。
And he even came to a deeper understanding of God.
神这么爱他，神这么的伟大。
That God loves him so much and God is so awesome.
所以在生活当中很多的事情我们就交给神，让神来塑造我们。
So we should...hand over our life into God's hand and allow God to mold us.
这些我们所认为的不完美。
Whatever we consider to be imperfect.
常常其实这个是通向真正的完美的一个过程。
Often they are steps leading us to perfection.
我们尽我们的本分，我们接受神给我们的安排。
We do our best and we just accept whatever fate God has laid down for us.
我们一定能够对神的爱，神的伟大能够有更好的认识跟体会。
And if we do so, then we will come to a greater recognition of God's wonderful arrangement and love for us.
所以我们的生活应该不是那种充满挫折的生活。
And so our lives should not be filled with frustrations.
我们的生活当然也不是那一种不求长进、自满的生活。
Nor should our life be self-complacent where we do not pursue for advancement.
请看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians 3 verse 12。
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
那我们也必须承认，在生活当中很多的层面是不够好，不够完全的。
And we have to admit that there are things in our lives which are not good enough for us.
我们放松自己，这个充满着感谢，来努力前进。
But we have to strive to move forward.
我们在很多的事情上面，我们要放松自己。
And in many things, we have to relax a little bit.
如果我们过分的看重追求完美，我们人常常是紧绷着，很紧张。
If we overly pursue perfection, then we are all bounded up. like a wire spring.
所以自己很苦, 我们周遭的人也会很苦。
And so we put ourselves in bitterness, and other people will also find us troubling.
所以我们求主帮助我们, 我们放松自己。
So we need to ask God to help us unwind.
就是我们在 学习圣经的时候，也是这个，也应该是这样子的。
Same should be true as we read God's scriptures.
让我们存着感谢的心，来研读圣经，来过每一个层面的生活。
With a grateful heart, we read the scriptures and we pass day by day.
我们不是停顿的，我们是有在进，有在往前进的。
We are not just stagnating, but we are moving forward.
我们 也欣赏一下这整个过程。
And we can also just take a step back and just enjoy this whole process.
我们更能够去体验到这整个过程里头神的恩典跟神的美。
And then we can see the entire process in which God, we can see the beauty of God's journey.
虽然我们没有达到所谓的完美，但是我们心中 充满着感谢，充满着神的恩典。And
though we may not attain our ideal perfection, but we can be filled with thanksgiving and gratitude to God.
所以完美对我们来讲就不再是一个困扰着我们的一个压力。And
so in with this mindset, perfection is no longer a pressure for us.
在心态上，我们是总是有一个存着一个心。 神可以让我达到。
And we should always have this heart that with God we are able to attain certain goals.
是因为神给我的一个新的定义跟新的认识。
It is because God has given us a new definition.
我们请参考出埃及记12章。
Exodus chapter
12. 出埃及记12章41节。
Exodus 12 verse 41.
41节正满了430年的那一天，神的军队从埃及地出来了。
At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt.
在中文圣经里头提到说，这些已出埃及的以色列人是神的军队。In
different versions of the Bible, these Israelites are considered divisions like an army.
这时候他们才离开埃及。It
was at that time they left Egypt.
当你如果只看到军队这个字眼，你可能想象当中那个阵容浩大、训练有素的所谓的，何况是神的军队。If
you just focus on the word division, then you might picture in your mind neat rows of soldiers marching in uniformity.
但是事实啊，这只是一大群的埃及的奴隶。But
in fact, this is just a large bunch of Egyptian slaves.
如果以人的完美来看的话，看到这种队伍是会很挫折、很灰心的。And
if you were to examine this group of people with an eye of perfection, then you will feel frustrated.
他们不是拿着征战的武器。Because
they were not holding any real weapons to speak of.
他们是牵着牲畜，挑着一些食物，这个很凌乱的。They
were a disorganized group of people holding their personal belongings and their livestock walking together.
所以这个所谓的完美不是我们来定义，是神来定义。So
the definition of perfection is not one set by us, but rather should be set by God.
不是人怎么来看我们，是神怎么来看我们。
It's not how other people view us, but rather how does God view us.
从人来看，这是一大群的奴隶。
From a human perspective, this group of people is just human slaves.
但是从神来看，这是神的军队。
But from God's perspective, they were the divisions or armies of God.
如果是神这样来看的话，那么他就会有一天，他就是。
If this is how God views them, then one day this group of people will truly become the army of God.
就好像保罗所说的, 说我们这个瓦器里头啊有宝贝。
Just as Paul mentions that in our fragile vessel, there's a precious gift inside.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹在我们的生活当中是有神的是会有神的作为在我们身上的。
And each one of our lives, we will see and witness the wonderful doing of God.
那照着神的时候，我们来越来越好。
And according to God's timing, our lives will improve bit by bit.
所以我们是以这种追求更好的心态，很愉快的来往前进。
So with this kind of leisure and joyful heart, we move forward.
所以我们自己所谓的完美，它常常是很难达到的。
Our human definition of perfection are often impossible to achieve.
但是神所要的那一种进步却是每一天都可以有，每一个月都可以有。
But the perfection of God is something that we can strive forward day by day.
常常我们为自己定下完美。
Often we set a goal of perfection.
为了达到完美，我们很怕任何一个步骤错了。
And we might fear that we might have some missteps as we head toward that goal.
越是我们很紧张、很关心的事情，我们越怕做错了当中的一件事情。
The more we care about certain things, the more worry we stress over it.
那其实这个常常成为我们做错的最大原因。
And this kind of worrying actually becomes a downfall for us, failure.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask for the Lord to help us.
让我们不用受到这一种不真实的追求完美而来捆绑我们。
So we are not obsessed or bounded by the pursuit of unrealistic perfection.
让我们做一个日日进步、夜夜在进步、年年在进步的一个快乐的基督徒。
But rather, let us become joyful Christians who are advancing step by step each day and every year.
照着神给我们的过程，照着神给我们的脚步。
And we follow the path God prescribed for us.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。我们做一下休息，我们有下午第二堂的正道。
We're going to break now and followed by a second.